For weeks, housing advocates have been warning about the oncoming wave of evictions as a result of the pandemic, and newly released data shows tens of thousands of households in Louisiana are at risk of being kicked out of their homes. The worst-hit region? Orleans Parish. To learn more, reporter Rosemary Westwood spoke with Jessica Kemp, the vice president of the Center for Planning Excellence, a Louisiana nonprofit that focuses on regional planning.
Jessica Kemp, thanks for joining us. Can you run through the data for Orleans Parish? How many people are at risk of losing their homes?
Sure, thank you. We found that 29,372 renter households pay at least 30% of their income on rent, which means that they are rent burdened and they have lost their jobs due to COVID. What we find then, the result is that there is a rent gap that is an average of $680 a month, which means that these households are coming up $680 short each month when their rent is due.
Were these people at risk despite the federal aid or without the federal aid?
So that's a great question. These calculations were made while the federal aid was in place. So it is extremely alarming to think about the situation that these households are in now that that aid has expired.
I want to get to that in a minute, but let's just talk about the rest of the state before we go there. Where else are people facing the highest risk of being evicted in Louisiana?
We found five parishes that stood out as being very high risk, although all parishes have households that are facing these rent gaps. Orleans Parish was the highest, followed by Jefferson Parish, East Baton Rouge Parish, Caddo Parish, and Lafayette Parish.
And what were some of the numbers in there? Any highlights from, you know, the rates of or the numbers of people, I guess, that you could tell us in those different places facing this same risk?
Well, so for instance, in Jefferson Parish, the rent gap is not far behind what it is in Orleans Parish. It's $652 per rental household. And that we're finding that in 17,059 households. East Baton Rouge is also over $600. The gap is $603 per household. And we found 14,117 rent burden households who are facing that gap. Caddo Parish and Lafayette Parish, the gap was a little smaller, $477 and $566 respectively. With Caddo Parish having 9,313 rent-burdened households and Lafayette having 5,907 rent-burdened households. And I just want to clarify again, these are households that have suffered a COVID-related job loss. So this is only a smaller subgroup of the larger number of rent-burdened households in each of these parishes.
And what difference will this $300 a week make then that the governor has promised for those who were receiving the federal aid, which again was $600? Clearly this gap, which is substantial, I mean, hundreds of dollars a month is not something people can just scrape together, I'm sure. So it sounds like the $300 a week is not going to impact these people at high risk of being evicted.
It can't close the gap. You know, of course, it helps, but, and, you know, rent isn't the only expense that these households are facing. There's, you know, there's food, there's medicine, there's childcare. I mean, there's all these critical expenses that these families are also having to grapple with.
I want to ask, you know, without COVID or pre-COVID, what did the state look like in terms of evictions? It's my understanding that Louisiana is one of the top states when it comes to being at risk of being kicked out of your home before this pandemic. So how does this fit into the broader picture?
Yeah, I think that's such an important question because what we're finding, I mean, these gaps, these affordability burdens, this is just showing us that the pandemic is exacerbating some deeply seated, widely spread problems that have been with us for a long time before COVID-19 came around. And our state continues to make so many efforts to build resilience, and it is clear that until we address the affordable housing needs and until we lower our poverty rate, we cannot be resilient to disasters, whether it is a hurricane or a pandemic.
I just also finally wanted to ask, you know, what can we do about this right now?
We don't have all of the answer, but we believe we have part of the answer. And data is a critical part of the answer, which is why we created this series of information sheets that have these statistics for every parish in Louisiana. We've distributed them to parish presidents. They're available online. With such limited resources, we have to be using good, granular data to make decisions about how to both use the money we have and raise the money we need, and to make sure that it gets to the people most in need, and to make sure that we have resources that are proportionate to the scale of our problem.
Jessica Kemp, the Vice President of the Center for Planning Excellence, thanks for your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you.